Rolling just like that. We all live. This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. Is always hanging out with me as my dude, my host. What up, what up, what up, what up, Coach Lee?
What it do? Coach Lee in the house, baby. Ready to just be back again.
Okay. Ta-da. Hey, man, look, definitely give a shout out to you, to the homeboy, William Hill. You know what I'm saying? Going to be hanging out with us on Friday for the interview. Y'all definitely got to catch us because, man, he's doing big things down there in Waco. Shout out to you. But, you know, Sports Chat Show, man, that's what we do on Tuesday. New time. I mean, yeah, it is a new time. 7:15.
New day.
Same scruffy faces, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
But hey, man, definitely got a new segment. Want to give a shout out to all the people that supporting the brand, supporting everything, supporting the group. We're just gonna get things started with our selfie STWF merch shout out. You know what I'm saying? They rocking. Wait, how do you do that? So watch them sporting the nice cotton white nice shirt. I can't even do it. Oh, that way.
There you go.
All right. Hold on. I got it wrong on that time. I got it. But I got to try number two. So we still, still got people out there supporting. Y'all can definitely, if you ain't get make this segment this time, y'all got it next week. Every week, every show, we're going to be doing a selfie. Shout out to y'all supporting the brand. Man, that guy just came from he just came from working out.
Yeah, he did. Fresh off the grind.
Hey. Definitely look at them supporting that mask, man. Y'all definitely keep that mask out there. Definitely won't stop the curve of this virus, man. Like and do it in style.
Do it in style, bro.
Like, man, it's just crazy. So, I don't know what's going on, man. Like in this college world, this NCAA, like they canceling football. Like, not just football, just sports.
Say it ain't so, man. Say it ain't so.
You just sound like one of them old folks that just, I ain't even got no words for you.
In the words of my granddaddy, now.
Man, so look, before we actually get into it, we're going to give a quick little clip so everyone can know what's going on.
If you ain't heard.
That is true.
'20 college football season. The Pac-12, perhaps as expected, has also made the decision to postpone the 2020 college football season. That, according to Brett McMurphy, of course, of Stadium, and an official announcement he tweets is expected at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, David, I know we're going to get you in there to jump in on the Big Ten announcement. So let's go right to you on the announcement that now two of the Power Five conferences have postponed the 2020 season. What do you make of the Pac-12's move?
This is what's wrong with college football. Why are we hearing one conference doing this, one conference doing that? My doctors say this, your doctors say that. If we're all looking out for the best interest of the kids, then why isn't this decision made together? Why don't we have some form of leadership that comes together? Joey was just talking about it. Teams operating rogue from their conference. Players have been more about going to the NFL. And so now it's everybody out for themselves. It's just interesting to me that we knew the Pac-12 decision was coming. The Big Ten decided it. So it's just safe to play in the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12. Obviously, are they next? The lack of continuity across the board in college football, it's just one of the things that I think we're going to continue to be frustrated with until we find some great leadership and an answer to that question.
So, I see your question.
Yeah. Y'all top viewers, y'all definitely can chime in. Definitely answer these questions. We'll put y'all on air with on air so y'all can get interactive with us. So, what do you think about this, Coach Lee?
Well, obviously, it's my opinion. College sports being canceled for those that are seniors or juniors 3 years removed from their high school graduating class that are draft eligible, for them, probably going to be business as usual for the most part. They're just going to have extended periods of time to get ready for the draft for 2021. They won't have any tape, but they've got all the fall, most of the spring to get ready for the April draft for next year.
Ah, so you think that's a good move, or like, so am I hearing this right? Think this is a good move?
It's a good move for those that kind of already know what their draft positions in. You might got a couple of them who might be already locked in, like the Trevor Lawrences. I'm drawing a blank on the guys from Ohio State, the quarterback there. But those guys are kind of locked in top 10 positions. They're kind of good. But for those, say, for instance, like Joe Barrow for last year. He came into the season, when I understand, if I'm not mistaken, as projected as a sixth-round pick.
Right. Went on, had a hell,
he had a hell of a season and number one overall pick. So for those guys who come in still with something to prove, it's going to hurt them the most because they're not going to have their game tape out there. All they're going to have on is what they did the previous year. But like I say, for those who are already locked in, it just gives them more time to prepare.
Right. So, you know, that's one of the biggest challenges, even on different levels from the NFL and, you know, explicitly right here in the college sports, is that this lack of training. So to me, like, you know, their eligibility, you know, that's going to, their year of eligibility is going to be in jeopardy. Then they're recruiting, like you said. So, you know, so what are they going to do? And my biggest thing is, because, you know, I'm an ex-teacher. Well, I'm an educator because, you know, you say once you're a teacher, you're always a teacher. And the thing is that, what are they going to do? You know, are they going to keep their scholarship? How are they going to do? You know, what are they going to do without, you know, without sports? That's what made them who they are and put them in the position and in the limelight. Now you take that away from them.
See, that last part you just said, that's the tricky part, the one about are they going to be able to keep their scholarship? The microscope is going to be on these Power Five conferences that make millions of dollars off of these kids' backs. Everybody's always telling them they don't need to get paid. They get a free education. Well, now, no fault of their own, are they still going to be able to continue to receive their free education? I think this has the it probably is going to plant the seed that you're probably going to see, if not significant changes within the NCAA, you may see the NCAA take a big hit on this altogether.
Wow. All right. So thanks for hanging out with us, Will. So William Hill, you know, he's the owner of Waco Terre. Shout out to you, brother. So he says, I have some athletes playing with me that are in college that currently play with my basketball team. D3 basketball, but still college athletes. Wow. We got a couple, you know, a couple D3 players in our group. So what do you think about that? You know, this D3 league. Or these athletes that's going for that, you know, that's not going or not, or how can I say this? Or the athletes that's not even projected to go or even care to go to the pros.
For them, it's going to be a benefit for them. They're still going to be, it's like they're still going to be able to play. They can still work on their craft. A lot of those kids are probably not even going to get invited to any camps or have the opportunity to come in as a free agent, but it can get them prepared to, if they have to go overseas, the D League, whatever the case may be, they can continue to hone their craft.
And I've been hearing, you know, there's been reports like agents already on the phone with these athletes like, hey, man, look, I can get you in training camp and, you know, in preparation in front of these people right now. So, you know, that's definitely going to be a deterrent. I think that's going to be a hindrance on the athlete and the sport as well. But, you know, circling back around to the whole thing with the scholarships and shout out to you, Jay. He mentioned that in the group, you know, about because I had said that in the group because this is where this came from. He was like, you would expect the colleges to own up and just let these kids keep their scholarships. Do you what? I think you get less day. Well, you get 2 weeks paid vacation, huh? Or a week? You get a week.
A week.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only time you actually allowed to be off and not get paid. It's a week. So I don't think, you know, it's still like at the end of the day, it's still funding. You know, a lot of these schools, these universities, they're privately funded, they're privately owned, and you're just, you know, and wait, we spent too much money here, and it's gone.
Right.
You know, so I think, you know, it's still just like in a professional sports level, is business as usual, even in NCAA. So I think these kids are going, you know, shout out to you, Chris, because he made a good point, because I asked, like, you know, what now? So some of them, I think they're going to go maybe go to the military. Some say might get jobs. But the biggest thing that was stood out to me is one person said, go to class.
Go to class if they can afford to go to class. A lot of those guys come from, you know, backgrounds where they not have that disposable income like that. If they're not balling, they not in school. Now, right. What another side effect that could come out of this is if I'm not mistaken, I think I read a report in pertaining to the Big Ten and the Pac-12 that has already come out and said that they're canceling the fall seasons, mm-hmm. or postponing mm-hmm. whatever case may be. If I'm not mistaken, those were the first two where you were starting to hear rumblings from the student athletes that was having to look in the effect of possible unionization. Because they were concerned about, you know, we go play, I wanted to play, I'm putting my health at risk. What am I getting benefiting out of this? You already saw in California where they approved the kids to get paid. This stuff is just starting to snowball. The NCAA's way of doing business, it's on the clock right now. So you're probably going to see a potential disbanding of the NCAA altogether. These schools figured, you know what, we can go, like they're talking about, making these power conferences and things like that, mm-hmm. we can go and do that on our own. We really don't need you for that.
Wow. Wow. So, you know, one more thing. So it's crazy. So shout out to Kevin, you know, one of our Canadian friends. He mentioned, he was like, he said, I don't agree, you know, hold on. He said that I don't agree in a bubble sport, kids get tested from anywhere and they can go home and potentially get COVID. And he was saying that a lot of these kids come from what you said, you know, they come from poor homes, poor neighborhoods. And that's the hardest hit area of this COVID. So it's like you're going to go from a place that's controlled and actually have the resources and the ability to keep you safe to actually go somewhere, you know, to go home to a potentially hard hit area. That's right. That's just for the NCAA. The NFL, you know, they have a luxury of their own. But what's up? You know, someone, shout out to your family. We got to know, allow StreamYard access so we can know who you are. But so this was another alternative. Can college football start in the spring? So that's what they're saying. So, you know, a lot of these people, I think that they're just speaking out of emotion. They're like, just push it back. Hey, backed up is indigestion and, you know what I'm saying, and bubble guts. So you don't want nothing backed up, not even sports.
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, you know, you back up traffic, it's always going to be a bottleneck. So What are your thoughts on that?
That bottleneck is not going to work. Two reasons it's not going to work. One, you got these kids who get prepared in the fall. The draft is typically in the April. And you want them to go out there March, during April, to risk a plan of getting hurt, missing the draft, possibly missing the season, affecting their draft stock, costing them millions of dollars. Nobody's going to sign up for that. And the second thing is, you're talking about having those kids play, let's say, between what, a 10 to 12, if they're good, 10 to 14 game schedule, and then turn right back around in September and play a 16, 17, I think – next year starts 17 games, I think, for the NFL. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about possibly 31 games in the calendar year? Nah, that ain't going to happen, man.
Right. You know, I mean, you see how difficult it was for the XFL to actually get started in the spring, you know, or any other type of spring league to actually sustain an audience in there. And to say that it won't be the top caliber athletes that's going to be mm-hmm. playing in the spring league?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
And there's nothing to gain.
Exactly. So talking about, you know, nothing to gain, I'm an SEC fan. They got all the gain in this because that's where, you know, they're the top conference. So
they got so much power, man. They already the top conference. They represent it in the national championship game year after year after year. Remember I said the NCAA might dissolve? Mm-hmm. They can be replaced and supplanted by the SEC. They can look at it and say, we're already doing it right at the conference level. We really don't need y'all. We can do this on our own.
Right.
Because
that is true.
Weren't they the first ones that started with the two divisions within their conferences?
Conferences
with the East and West? I think, see, they've already been pioneers before, so why wouldn't they look at something like this? And when it happens, right. Which I remember back, who said that? Coach Lee, remember that?
Wow. But that's definitely, you know, that's a good, you know, speaking points because, like, it said, you know, well, I ain't going to say that. That is the fastest conference, you know, closest to the NFL. Like, I met, was it Stephen Davis one time in the barbershop out here. He was like, what made him so successful for the league was the SEC. So, you know,
was already there.
Exactly. So it wasn't a big transition. The game speed was there, the competition, and he had the size. So, you know, like with you being a market leader or at the top of your craft, you always have more to lose than, you know, what you have to gain. So what you got? SEC definitely can make. That's true, and they have the resources. They have the top talent. You know what I'm saying? They can call these Hall of Famers. They can call these people. Like, they can make it happen. So man, hey, before we get up out of here, you know, y'all definitely got to keep us. You know, hit the like, hit the favorite, follow us because we gonna be in your face all week long. So definitely want to get y'all caught up on some of our calendar events. So, you know, today we got the Sports Chatter Show. Tomorrow we got the Basketball Podcast Show at 7 to 8. We also have on Thursday. Yes, sir. We got on Thursday, Speaking with Shooters, always a classic, always a hit.
Yep.
Then following that at 8 o'clock, we got the Indie Wrestling Show coming back. Shout out to you, Chris. And then on Friday, we got the interview with the president, William Hill. Shout out to you for hanging out with us on the Waco Tear. So that's just some of the events that we got going on at Sports Talk with Friends. You know, look us up, check us out. We're everywhere. Google us, check out our website, and definitely join us on Saturday for our Madden 20 tournament. That's going to be hit. So shout out to everyone. It's going to be for the PS4 platform only. So if y'all get on there, y'all win a Madden 21. That's crazy.
Get that Madden 21 so you can get ready to start taking them L's from next year.
Man, but look, you got a shout out for us, man.
I want to shout out to the Sports Chatter Show making a triumphant return, putting it back on the map. Also, want to give a shout out to those players out there. Started the training camps. So far, so good. We haven't had any outbreaks. MLB, look and learn, man. Look and learn.
And that's it, man. That's all we got for y'all this week on the Sports Chatter Show. This is your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And of course, till next time.
Out of there.